faith for times of uncertainty. Words from Jesus.
Times of uncertainty help to draw you close to me. During these times, I want you to trust in my power to work in your life and my ability to bring good out of everything you experience. This is the time to trust me no matter what the circumstances around you look like. When your faith is placed in me, there is no need to fear or worry or wonder, for you know that no matter what happens, I will keep you and care for you. There is nothing that could happen in the world around you that will separate you from my love, and you can have peace of mind because you have placed your trust in me. So focus on me during times of uncertainty and change. Focus on applying my word in your life and in sharing my love and truth with those around you. Focus on the basics, the important things like loving me and loving others, and trust me for the rest. My perfect love will cast out fear and anxiety when you bring every concern to me. Then you will be able to say that all is well with your soul. Trust that I'm leading you and helping you to be what I want you to be and to do what I want you to do. Hold on to me and my love and reassurance for you and my word, which will be a strength and a ballast for you during these times. All things change throughout life except me and my love for you. I am always here with you, and that never changes. So though the mountains depart and the hills be removed, my kindness will never depart from you. I will never leave you. A beacon of faith. When conditions in the world are uncertain and many around you are struggling, you can be a strength, blessing, and encouragement to others. You can be a stabilizing presence and a beacon of faith as you remain positive and trusting. Fan the fires of your faith and don't allow the flames to be smothered or put out by circumstances around you. Stay close to me and my word, and your faith will flourish, not only enough to sustain you, but to be a strength to others as well. This is not to say that your faith will not be tested. It has been and will continue to be. But this is part of the faith-strengthening process. As you speak faith, show faith, and live your faith, that will bring you through this life, no matter what may happen or change in the world around you along the way. Just keep walking by faith and trust that I am with you. Remember that I will always care for my own. I know that there have been rough times, and you have experienced some very difficult situations in the course of your life, but I have taken each one of these experiences and worked them together for your good. Keep on trusting that I will lead you, and stay open to the changes that may lie ahead. Cultivate a spirit of faith about the future. It's human nature to feel anxious or to worry at times about the future, but you can choose to speak praise and faith and to trust in my promises to care for you. Determine and commit in your heart that you will follow me and you will trust in my love for you no matter where you are or what you may be doing. Why worry? It's all in my hands, and you are too. Faith is the victory. When I say that faith is the victory, This doesn't necessarily mean it's the answer, solution, or miracle that you're looking for in your immediate situation. It's the peace of mind and confidence that I will care for you. It's the relief you feel from not having to carry the burden. It's the assurance of knowing that I will come through for you. That's the victory that faith gives you. Trust in my promises to care for you, and that even to your old age and to gray hairs, I am the same. I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. I will carry and will save. Trust me for this, for I will make a way for you, just as I have promised. Trust me to care for you. Be prepared to do what you can, whatever you are capable of, to avail yourself of my blessings in your life. And trust me for everything else. Holding on to what matters. You have had many thoughts and concerns for the future, and there are uncertainties about how things are going to play out. At times you have felt that so much is changing around you that you wonder what is going to be left standing. But this time of soul searching has been good for you, as it has helped you to get to the core foundation of what truly matters, and to continue to ground your faith and trust in me. That is the key during such times, to get down to the foundation of what it means to live for me as a Christian. I have called and chosen you, and I know you continue to willingly follow me. So when the world around you seems uncertain, stand firm on the core of your faith and your connection with me. I know at times when things are changing around you, you wonder what it will mean for your life. But one thing you can be certain of is that each era, each time of change, each season of life that you have gone through has enriched you in some way and taught you priceless lessons and will continue to do so. Remember that your life is a continual journey and the final destination will not be reached in a day, a week, a month, or even a year. So keep seeking me for direction and your next steps. You know how to seek and find me, and to search for me with all your heart. Finding me is about coming to me and seeking my presence. Like Isaac would go into the fields to pray, or Moses on the mountain, and so many others before you, those who seek me will find me. Trust that my spirit in you will help you to endure anything you face in life. Know that my love for you will never let you go, but I will hold you fast. Stay open to the new directions I may have for your life and be willing to do the things that I ask. Trust that I am the one working in you both to will and to work for my good pleasure. Stay close to me. The most important step you can take to prepare for the future is to continue to draw close to me, to seek me in prayer, to study my word and to commit all your cares to me. I am the rock that is unmovable. I will never change. You can cling to me, knowing that you will never be moved, no matter what storms come your way, as long as you are holding on to me. So don't worry about the future. I know that in times of uncertainty in your life or the world around you, it's easy to look ahead and worry because you don't know what's going to happen. Leave those burdens to me. You know that your frame is weak, you are growing older, and your physical strength and stamina is not the same as your younger years. However, your spirit is not weak. Your spirit has grown and matured and continues to be strengthened day by day. You have learned over many years to walk by faith and to trust in my love. Nothing can separate you from my love. How can you be ready for what the future holds? You can continue to strengthen your spirit by coming to me with your whole heart, seeking to share my truth with others, and to love others as yourself, and trusting that I am with you every day of your life. When you feel worry or anxiety about the future creeping in, come to me and talk with me about your every concern. Trust that my strength will come through in your weakness. Remember that you are the work of my hands, my creation. You are my beloved child, and you can trust that I will fulfill my purpose for your life. Remind yourself continually of my love for you. Keep your eyes fixed on me and trust that I will lead you and be with you every day of your life.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.